Question Your World, created by the Science Museum of Virginia.
Millions of Americans went to see Jurassic Park Fallen Kingdom on its opening weekend. In fact, the box office numbers brought in over $700 million in ticket sales worldwide. So clearly, despite the fact that they're terrible lizards, people sure do seem to love them, both on the silver screen and out in the field, where new discoveries from the real Jurassic World are still being made. Recently, a team of researchers made a big find that further strengthens the dinosaurs to birds' evolutionary connection. Was it eggs? No. Was it feathers? No. Was it an epic beak-like schnoz? No. It was dandruff. Now there's a real head-scratcher. How does dandruff link dinos to birds? These little fossilized bits of dino dandruff are made of tough cells called corneocytes. You know who else has those? Birds! And similar to birds, occasionally these skin cells get shed. Modern reptiles, on the other hand, shed in a single piece or several big pieces, like a snake, for example. As more research gets published, the link between dinosaurs and our fine feathered friends continues to grow. And unlike the dinos that Chris Pratt was dealing with, real-life mid-Jurassic period dinos would be way more colorful and there would be feathers involved. This dandruff find also helped scientists better understand how skin features evolved as dinosaurs and birds began to bear feathers. Some terrible lizards. Seems like they have a lot more in common with the birds. This, of course, is now making scientists wonder if they were all that terrible as well.
For more information, please visit smv.org.